WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're anything like me, you've had a week where negativity tried to sneak in and steal the show. You know that feeling, like a dark cloud just hangs over your head, making everything seem a little more, blah? Well, guess what? We're not letting it win. Today, we're tackling something super important: how to let go of negativity and rise higher, stronger than ever before. Trust me, this is gold, whether you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or just plain stuck. So, why is letting go of negativity so vital? Think about it. Negativity is like a drain on your energy, your creativity, even your relationships. It whispers doubts in your ear and makes everything feel harder than it needs to be. But here's the thing. You have the power to silence those negative voices and reclaim your mindset. Today, we're diving into 5 simple yet powerful moves you can start using right now to ditch the negativity and embrace a more positive outlook. Ready to level up? Let's go. Move number 1. Awareness is key. Ever heard that saying, "You can't fix what you don't acknowledge"? It's so true. The first step to letting go of negativity is recognizing it when it shows up. Pay attention to your thoughts, your feelings, even your physical sensations. Are you feeling tense, anxious, irritated? These are often signals that negativity is creeping in. Don't judge yourself. Just acknowledge it and say, "Hey, I'm noticing some negativity here." This simple act of awareness gives you the power to choose a different path. Move number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Now that you're aware of negativity, let's get to work challenging it. When those negative thoughts pop up, ask yourself, "Is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought?" Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or distorted perceptions rather than facts. Think about a time when you got stuck in a negative spiral. Maybe you were convinced you were going to fail a test, and then, boom, you totally bombed it. But what if you had challenged that thought beforehand? What if you'd said, "Hold on, I've studied hard, I know this stuff"? You might have surprised yourself. Move number 3. Reframe your perspective. This is where things get really powerful. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try to reframe the situation in a more positive light. Let's say you had a tough meeting at work. Instead of thinking, "This meeting was a complete disaster," try shifting your perspective to something like, "Even though this meeting didn't go perfectly, I learned some valuable things and gained new insights." Move number 4. Focus on gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on gratitude can be a game changer. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. Maybe it's a delicious cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or the laughter of a loved one. Gratitude shifts your focus away from negativity and helps you cultivate a more positive outlook. It's like training your brain to see the bright side. Move number 5. Practice self-care. This is non-negotiable. Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally is essential for letting go of negativity. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. When you feel good, it's easier to stay positive and resilient in the face of challenges. Think about a time when you felt really stressed or overwhelmed. Maybe you had a big project at work, a family crisis, or just one of those days where everything seemed to go wrong. Remember how that negativity felt? Now imagine turning that experience around by applying these 5 moves. You could start by acknowledging your stress and challenging those negative thoughts. Instead of saying, "I can't handle this," you could say, "This is tough, but I'm going to tackle it one step at a time." Then, try to reframe the situation in a more positive light, maybe by focusing on the lessons you're learning or the support you have from loved ones. Don't forget to practice gratitude for the things that are still good in your life, and prioritize self-care activities like taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or spending time with people who make you feel good. So, there you have it, 5 powerful moves to help you let go of negativity and rise higher. Remember, this isn't about being positive all the time. Life throws curveballs, and it's okay to have tough moments. But by consciously choosing to shift your mindset, you can navigate those challenges with more resilience, grace, and even a little bit of joy along the way. Now go out there and make today amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of positivity. Until next time, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.